Do you believe that that God, if he's provided everything for you, has rights on your life?
No. Why should he? What gives him his right?
Because he owns you. He's created everything for you. He's kept you alive.
Want to be owned. I don't want to be owned, and I don't recognize anyone's right to own me. I wrote my book exactly to teach people to emancipate themselves from the man-made slavery of religion. And you're giving the perfect instance of what I mean. Nobody, I don't acknowledge anyone's ownership of myself.
I know you don't acknowledge it, but what if he
and
is
making,
God?
Suppose that I grant your premise about him having made me and even treated me well, still doesn't give anyone ownership rights.
Okay, so even though he keeps you alive, he causes you to breathe, he provides you food and everything that is good, he doesn't have any rights to tell you what to do.
Does that mean that people who are sick and poor and hungry are excused this obligation of thanking someone brokenly for owning them?
All right. So here's question number three of our little game show called What If, with our special guest Christopher Hitchens, the author of God Is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything. Which is a, I hope, hyperbole. But even so.
No, it isn't. Not if it postulates that I'm someone who's owned by someone else.
All right. What if there's a judgment day, sir? Just what if? How do you think you'd do on that day, sir?
Well, I would ask, by what right? The most ancient question is still, quo warranto, by what right?
Mm-hmm.
This right can't just be assumed.
Sir, is it possible that the reason you rage so much against God is because you just want to live your own autonomous way, living any way that you want to, any lifestyle that you prefer, without being accountable to your Creator?
I think that's highly probable, yes.